I want to introduce you to a gentleman named David Visser. He's from Gary, Minnesota. He joins us on KFGO. We hear so much about Farm Rescue and all the great work that they have done in the past and that they continue to do as we get into this harvest season. David, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
David, could you give our listeners, I think first and foremost, we really need to establish how old you are and what happened that you needed to have the assistance of Farm Rescue, Dave?
Right now, I'm 45 years old. I'm going to be 46 here shortly. I was about 44 years old, and that last year just happened. It happened a few years ago. I was had some spells. And I went in and had, we had it checked out for that, and they found out I had a leaky valve, a murmur, they said, a mitral valve. And nothing to worry about, it was just a mild case and that. Well, then it progressed over the years and that stuff, and all of a sudden it switched to severe. And because I got more dizzy spells and that stuff, and got lightheaded. And they said it went to severe and that stuff. And if it wasn't diagnosed, my heart would get enlarged, and I would pretty much not be here anymore. And we proceeded to get medical advice on that and get checked out to figure out what our options were. And the only option was for surgery.
And David, again, there's such an amazing story that went through this. And I know, you know, farming is a way of life for a lot of people, but it's a livelihood. On top of that, you had a wife, and how many kids did you have at the time, David?
7 children at the time.
And so you had to have a medical procedure take place. What did they have to do, Dave?
We went down there and had a CAT scan done first to find out what option we had, and they were going to try to do a less invasive maneuver and that stuff, which goes between the ribs. But when they did the CAT scan, they found out my artery was larger than they can balloon it for. And they didn't know if my artery was enlarged or it was thin. And if it's thin and they go in and balloon it, you can just imagine what's going to happen. It's just, I wouldn't be here today because it would have ruptured and there's nothing they could do. They can't get in there that quick to do it. So they literally had to split my rib cage open and open me up to get to my heart to fix the valve that had the problem.
Wow.
Dave, so you're, you know, mid-40s man, a wife and 7 kids, and then you've got a crop that has to get planted. So tell us how that crop got in the ground, Dave.
Do you want me to go back a little bit before that?
About, sure.
What ended up had to be in that stuff, we had this issue. My dad had issues too, because he had a 93, he had a heart attack, and he's had over the years more than that. I didn't have blockage like he did, but what ended up being is I had a sixth grade, when I was in school and that stuff, my sixth grade school teacher, he knew because he's had some in and out problems, you know, with lungs and that. He did some research and that stuff, and he checked out and that stuff and looked up about Farm Rescue. And he looked it on and got the information from my dad, and he's the one who proceeded further. Because my options were, what was I going to do? I had this issue. How am I going to get this? If something happened to me, how will I be able to supply or support my wife and that? And that was kind of my one worry. Mm. And ended up being was this, my dad approached, called up this Farm Rescue, and they pretty much said, yeah, you'd be a candidate for all the issues that have been going on and that stuff. And my dad did most of the paperwork and that stuff, and then he asked me where these land was to line us up. Well, when spring came around, they like to come on and put all your crop in, which is great, but I'm a little prideful and that stuff too. Like, I like to do it myself.
Right.
And I started doing, with my wife's help and that stuff, my dad and my mother and that stuff, they're up their age in the 75, 70, 74. And they were helping too, but we ended up putting the wheat, the barley, and we had very little corn. And then we were getting the time frame down. And Farm Rescue at the time, I think they're up in Thief River, Red Lake. They were moving around, and told them that, you know, my acres were close by here, and because they wanted me to keep in contact. And it worked out great. They came right after that place, and they went and put mostly all the soybeans in, except for, I think, 60 acres. 40 they couldn't get to down with their heavy machinery, and 20 was a little on the wet side. So we ended up got that in. But between them helping us with over 400 to 500 acres of soybeans and with the other stuff, and we were finished probably a day or 2 days before my actual surgery date.
Hey, man, that's awesome. Well, wow. So how you doing today, Dave? You sound great.
Really good.
That's great to hear. Well, we appreciate you sharing your story. What's the message to some of the other people out there? The thank you to Farm Rescue and all the great work that their work that we'll let you give the last word there, Dave.
Well, I got my wife on the phone too, and that stuff. You got questions for her too. My thing is, and that stuff, they had an annual meeting and that stuff the one time, talking about different people. And when I was, you know, when you see the signboards and that stuff about Farm Rescue and that stuff, you think, boy, this is a good cause. And a lot of these are good causes in life. But when you think about it, me at the time, I was more independent and didn't think much, and I thought a lot about them, but I didn't, you know, for me getting help and that stuff, I just was grateful that they were there. And for seeing what they've done, they helped more or less the average farmer, help them to keep surviving. They expanded last year, and they did hay rescue for the ones in Montana and that stuff in western North Dakota because of the drought and that stuff. They've been a very grateful asset to the community and that stuff, and for what they've done and what they've helped with. And it's a very blessing, a God-blessing thing that they've done in that. And it's great, the crew they had, too. I mean, they were very helpful, and we kept lately and that stuff, and they were always wondering how the surgery went and that stuff, and they kept in contact that way and that stuff. And there's a lot of guys that the pilot member forget the names and that stuff. But there's a couple of Marks, so Dave, Jerry, Jeff. There's a father and son from down by the Kentucky area and that stuff. And these people that are put up their time to do it. I mean, some are retired, some aren't. But the way they do it, they put in some time and that stuff, a week or 2 weeks and that stuff, just to help out people in need, like me and others that have issues.
Well, that's great, Dave. We can hear it in your voice how thankful you are, and that's great to hear. We appreciate you sharing your story with us, Dave. Thanks so very much.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, man.
It always seems like it's going to be someone else. You're in your mid-40s. You'd never imagine that, as he said, and I can see them, the billboards you drive across and the things that you think about, and you think, oh, that's a good organization doing things, and then when it comes time for you to need that help, it's like, wow, they really are there. They really do show up.
And we can't. We pick up the phone and call if you need help. We live in the Midwest. Like, there's so many like David where like, oh, we can do it ourselves. We can take care of this. You've got a wife. You've got kids. Mm-hmm. You've got a family. Pick up the phone. Farm Rescue, another organization. They're right there for you to help out.
We should mention farmrescue.org. You can find out more information about their organization there. This is The Morning Crew on KFGO. I know I would fall. I want you back where you belong.